28-29 victory over Pawnee City. A 65-31 victory over Blue Valley Randolph. Colin Shaughnessy, 440 points here scored on this season, averaging 22 points a game. Logan Sandman, he's got 189 points scored this year with 13.5 points per game. Say what, Colin Shaughnessy, a big-time player. He's looking to chase for the number 1,500 career points scored by the end of his senior year. He's definitely got the opportunity to do so. He had 1,000 career points about a month ago, I believe, there for Axel. So, current right now, he is definitely on pace. If this team can make the run of the state tournament, he can shatter that and shatter probably a point scoring record here for Axel. Alongside that as well, definitely one of the best here to do it down here at Axel. A top player last year, averaged 14 points a game, but this year he's elevated his play to a whole new level. We've already seen some Troy and Axel once here on the radio. We had that way earlier on the season, if you remember. That was in the first round of the Twin Valley League tournament. The second round of the Twin Valley League tournament, where the Axel Eagles came victorious over Centralia 69-52. No, I was right. That was the first round of the TBL tournament. Axel didn't get that number one. They didn't have that opportunity, but again, that victory over Centralia in the tournament, 69-52, a big-time victory over that Centralia team, but at the half, they were only up by one, 34-33. They actually had to come back in the second quarter. They were trailing at large by a 10-plus point deficit. They were outlooking Sandman that game, as well as Colin Shaughnessy was in some early foul trouble in the first half. So he couldn't finish that first half, but Axel did it on their own without Colin Shaughnessy on the floor. They made that early comeback in the second quarter, and they rolled right on ahead throughout the rest of that game. Since then, of course, Logan Sandman's been added back onto this roster. So it'll kind of be a new thing here in the mix for Centralia to handle. Talk to head coach Nick Evans last Wednesday on our coaches show. How are you going to limit Colin Shaughnessy, Logan Sandman? Well, it's hard to prevent them from scoring entirely. It's about limiting them. And that's exactly what Centralia's going to do. You got to limit them as much as you can. Shaughnessy and Sandman, a 2-1 punch combo for Axel. And if you're Centralia, you're trying to get Quentin Altifer out and going and try to get him hot. He averages 20 points a game, nearly 5 rebounds a game. He is currently chasing 1,000 career points as a junior. He's at 889 points right now. He's got 338 points this season alone. He's a top player. So between Oliver and Shaughnessy, you're going to see two quality guards stacked up right against each other. But for forwards, that's going to be where the interesting mix comes. How can Centralia lock up Logan Sandman? Centralia, their primary paint guy, Tyler Jones and Aiden Sally. But he worked out one-on-one against a 6'6" junior in Logan Sandman. That's going to be quite the mismatch. So for Centralia, it's going to be able to handle that mismatch and how they're going to be able to respond to Axel's tempo and their fast break down the floor as well as their man-to-man pressure. All right, 3 minutes aside. We'll come back. We'll get you starters and we'll get you ready for tip-off. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up, Centralia, Axel Boyd.
The communities. I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. I'll be back in studio. Corner Profit down here live at Axel, Kansas, here at Axel High School. The host here of this contest between Axel and Centralia, getting ready here for our basketball action nearly on the way. Getting you starters here quickly for tonight's action, starting off with the road team and tonight. The Centralia Panthers, led by head coach Nick Evans in his fourth season, is 11th year overall as a head coach. Right now, 10-10 on the season, 6-2 in twin bi-league play. Centralia here with an all-up for the 6'1" junior guard who averages 3 threes a game. The average is also 20 points per game this season and just slightly south of 5 rebounds a game. An all-star element from last year, a first-team Twin Valley League returner, as well as a 3-year starter since being a freshman. Tyler Jones, a 6'2" senior guard slash forward, a swing player, and averaging 5 points a game this year. Isaac Kroenke, a 6-foot junior guard who averages just under 10 points a game this year, looking for points number 200 this season, 196 points scored total. Bronx Talley, a 5'10" sophomore guard, averages 7.9 points per game and 1.9 rebounds a game. Nathan Talley, a 6-foot senior forward, is a two-year experienced varsity player, averaging 8.5 points per game and 6.9 rebounds a game. So again for Centralia, with the Holford, Tyler Jones, Isaac Kroenke, Bronx Talley, and Aiden Talley. Well, it's senior night for Axel, so we're going to see a little bit of a different lineup than for Uge. With Axel, it's Landon Schmidt, a 5'10" senior guard, a letter winner, a two-year experienced varsity player, also the holder of the 110 and 300-meter hurdles here at the Axel High School, but averages 7.5 points per game and 3.4 rebounds a game. Wyatt Detweyer, the 5'10" junior guard, the only junior here that will be on the starting line for the night for Axel, a letter winner, and averages 8.5 points per game for this season, averaging 5.5 points last year. Colin Shaughnessy, one of the top seniors here in the state, as well as in the CBL, 6'2" senior guard, All-State mention, letter winner, first-team CBL returner, searching for 1,500 points here scored in his career. He's over 1,240 points scored this year alone. And then he also rounded out with Lucas Talbot, the 6-foot senior. And then Abram Kossel, the 5'10" senior. Talbot, he's a letter winner who averaged 1.5 points a game last year and a rebound. This year he's averaging 5 points a game, 2.1 rebounds a game. He's at 99 points so far scored this season. So he is just 1 point away from being able to score over 100 points. Axel impressively could have after tonight. Javit gets a bucket. 7 players who've scored over 100 points. This is an Axel team that has scored 1,443 points this year, averaging almost 70 points a game and allowing their competition only 39.8 points a contest. This is a very strong Axel team. Of course, losing the team championship, but a chance to outright win the CBL title here in tonight's game. So again, for Axel, Landon Schmitz, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, Lucas Talbot, and Abram Kossel. Axel's led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season here with the team and his 7th overall. He has over 160 wins as the coach here for Axel, leading his ranked number 2 team here in Class 1A, Division 2. And now we are getting ready for four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action. Here the Centralia Panthers representing the all-black unis with the orange stripes and white numerals. And for the Axel Eagles, it is the white tops and white bottoms with the red and blue lining down the side. Red trim with blue numerals. Axel works right to left of your dial. Centralia works left to right. Landon Schmitz will be on the jump off for Axel. And on the opposite side from him, it'll be Quinton Oliver for Centralia. So number two lined up on number two. Who will win it? My bet's on number two. Here, the dip off, and Centralia gets it. Oliver to Jones. Jones on the right seam. Here out to Reinicke. Dribbles out to the right side. Spins around in the seam. Now he's looking out to his left on a lunge. Bounce passes it that way to Bronx Talley. Bronx to Jones. Jones down the aisle. Spins inside the paint. Kicks it out. Rear to Bronx Talley. And Bronx loses the ball. It's stolen by Detweiler. Down the floor. Axel finishes for two. Landon Schmidt with the lay-in. And now Axel takes the early 2-0 lead over Centralia. Down the floor. Isaac Granicki for Centralia on the far perimeter. Passes it down to Bronx Talley on the far wing. Now pass inside, picked up by Jones. Kick back out to Talley. Talley to Reinicke. Looking back to his head coach, Nick Evans. Gets the call here for the offensive set. And we'll throw it out right to Aiden Talley. Talley back left to Bronx. 7 seconds here on the shot clock. Talley out right to Jones. 3 seconds of the shot clock. It goes left. Foot set for Oliver, but he misses the three. It's off the right side and in the hands of Colin Shanti for the first time in the game. Into Talbot. Down the aisle, and a tie-up under the glass. Possession arrow here for Axel. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Axel up over Centralia by two. Shaughnessy box set. Here throws it in the right side to Detweiler to Schmidt. Schmidt sets his feet for a three, and it's off the heel and rebounded by Centralia. Down the floor, it's Aldefer. Aldefer in the nail, kicked out right side, looking to Reinicke, now to Bronx Talley, off the back iron, and rebounded by the actually escaping Kustle, the 5'10 senior, here on senior night, getting his first start here this season, down the floor, losing the ball. Axel, their first turnover of the game, Centralia takes over, take away from Bronx Talley. Centralia has on the far wing, driving from Aldefer, fadeaway shot, ball is ricketing around and falls inside the basket. Centralia ties it. That 2-0 is 6 to go in the first quarter. Landon Schmitz will try to respond with a three. It's in and out of the bucket. And the finish plops into the hands of Tyler Jones. Centralia pushes it down the floor, but they turn it over to Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler to Shaughnessy on the left wing. Now back up to Detweiler to Schmitz. Right wing. Pass inside the block to Talbot. Ball's being pinballed around the paint. Back out to Schmitz. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Logan Sandman getting prepared to come in for the first time here for Axel, as well as Joel Leibarger. The scores table will go in. Still working around the three-point line is Axel with Schmidt. Still turn around, moving the ball, trying to pick it back up. He will, but a foul is called. Actually, no, it's not a foul, but a travel on Centralia. Second turnover, third turnover here of the game, excuse me. Talbot, Costell come out, representing for senior night, but coming in for them will be a pair of juniors, Joe Leibarger and Logan Sandman. Centralia down the floor. Reinicke, Aldefer on the right wing. Now he drives up to the top of the arc. Left side of Jones. Jones to Reinicke. Sets his feet. Drives inside. And a foul underneath called on Axel. 5 minutes to go. 8 seconds here in this first quarter. 2-2 our score. Well, the scoring affair here in this early spurt of this game. Inbound play, right side, fell on the block to Aldefer as he spins it in for two. Centralia, first lead change of the game. They go up by 2 points here over Axel, 4-2. 4:56 to go in this first quarter. Now a turnover. Centralia taking it over with Isaac Reinicke, his first steal, second turnover for Axel. Reinicke, left side, dribble driving. Out to Aldefer, at the top of the arc. He looks left, fires that way to Aiden Talley. He's got it on the top of his head. Now to the Bronx. Bronx, left lane, drive, and off the heel. Rebounded by the Mountain, Logan Sandman. Down the floor, setting up Shaughnessy for three. Off the right of the rim. Ball is being scrambled for under the basket, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Off the hands of Quinton Oldeper. Axna 0 for 2 outside the perimeter, or outside the 3-point line. Colin Shaughnessy. 3 on the baseline. For Axel, right side on the glass, box set. Easy pass into Detweiler, missing a 3. Third miss of the game here for Axel, and a foul to follow. That puts Axel under the glass. Here, another throw-in. They go left side into Detweiler. To Joe, Leibarger, now Shaughnessy underneath the Schmidt. Schmidt to Sandman, and Sandman steals and follows through over the top with his first points of the game. Now Centralia trying to break a press here by Axel. Man-to-man, full court. Reineke dribbles it down the near sideline. Reineke down under. Broncalli. A shot up and slides to the basket. Sally, his first bucket of the game. Still a 2-point lead here for Centralia. And now it is all tied up. As underneath, Shaughnessy finds his way in. 6-6 with 3:38 now to go. And Axel's got a steal with Wyatt Detweiler, who finishes for 2. That's his third steal of this first quarter. Detweiler, he's got over 40 steals this season. Centralia down the floor, now down by 2 after taking the lead. 3-point shot from the near side, missed by Oliver. Ball zing, scramble 4 on the ground, rebounded by Schmidt. Detweiler past the timeline. Right elbow, kick out to Sandman. Sandman tosses left to Leibarger. A flyer back right to Detweiler. Shaughnessy skips to the near wing. Schmidt, Shaughnessy, off his fingertips. High and out. Turnover for Axel. 2:57 to go in the first quarter. 8-6. Axel up by 2 over Centralia. Tyler Jones will throw it in from the far sideline. He looks to his left. He'll put in to Brady Becker. His first time here in the game for the 6'2" sophomore forward. Becker dribbling to the right. Staring inside the wing. Now out to Sally. Sally to Reineke. Reineke dribbling in the right wing. To the block. Off the window and missing. Rebound by Joe Leibarger. Leibarger down the floor. Stops the elbow. Passes it down low to Sandman. The ball is knocked away and stolen by Tyler Jones. Fourth turnover for Axel. Centralia on the near wing. Down under to Tally. Batted out of bounds by Axel. And Centralia will throw it in with Tyler Jones. Centralia will come out in a box set on the block. Aldifer and Becker. Becker gets on the left corner. He looks to his right. He'll sail to the opposite side, high wing. To Jones. Jones, Becker. Becker on the right wing. And he drains the 3. A 6'2" sophomore shooting the first 3 of the game for Centralia, and it hits. And a travel called on Logan Salmon as he tries to take this down the floor. And Axel's got 5 turnovers here in this first quarter. Another lead change. Centralia goes up by 1 after the 3 made by the sophomore Becker. It's 9-8 with 2 to go here in this first quarter. Centralia over Axel. Reineke, backside look. Here's the Jones, and he's got the finish. Excuse me, in Tally. Axel trying to respond down the floor. Detweiler out left. Joe Leibarger, screen is set for him. He'll throw it right. High up on the wing to Sandman. Sandman spins inside, kicks back out. On an island is Joe Leibarger, and he cans the 3. We're tied at 11 all. 90 seconds to go in the first, but Aiden Tally fires this one in like a spinning cylinder under the basket. And Centralia back up by 2, 13-11. Axel working it around the 3-point line in the left corner. Schmidt, Detweiler sets his feet, tries to moon land the 3, couldn't do so. Rebound by Tyler Jones. Jones averages 3.5 rebounds a game, picks up his second board of the quarter. Now out to Aldifer, dribbling on the right elbow, to the block, fade away, trying to use the window, a little over the steal, but he gets it through. 4-point lead for Centralia. Schmidt drives baseline, fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the foul line. 51 seconds to go in this opening quarter, 15-11, Centralia over Axel. Just like the first time these two teams met, Centralia dominated the first quarter primarily, but it was the second quarter that Axel came back. We'll see if we find a similar storyline here today, but first free throw, up, then through the basket. Weaved well from Landon Schmidt. Colin Shaughnessy will get a break to the bench, and for him will be Clayton Hine, the 5'10" junior. A letter winner returner from last season. Quick water break for Shaughnessy. Towel to wipe off some of the sweat. And here's Schmidt. His next free throw missed, but picked back up by Joe Liebarger. Second chance opportunity for Axel. Down by three. They'll skip it to the near corner. Three-pointer by Liebarger. Off the heel. And rebound by Bronx Talley. Ventrellia. Good tempo down the floor now. Picking up on the right wing. Pass to Reineke. Steering up to the top of the key. Now to Bronx. Bronx to the left seam. Looks back left. Reineke. 18 on the shot clock. 22 on the primary. Up to go in this first quarter. And Reineke could not use the board well. And the rebound by Liebarger will take this down the floor for Axel. Missing the layup. And a foul to follow after. On Centralia. It'll be the second foul of the quarter against the Centralia Panthers. It will be against Bronx Talley, his first of the game at the free throw line. Once again, Landon Schmidt. First time up, he went one of two this time. He hits the first free throw, just like last time. He had his first straight to the net. Landon Schmidt this season, 16-24 coming into this game at the free throw line, shooting 66%. He's got 18 mail in a year and 27 attempted. The next free throw is in and out of the basket on a spin. He goes one of two, just like last time, and Becker's got the rebound for Centralia. Down the floor, 6 seconds to go of this quarter. Reineke throws one up off the back heel. It's off the right of the iron. 1 second to go. Sandman checks this one full court, but that is a quarter mile short of the basket. We go into quarter number two, 15-13. Centralia leads by two over Axel. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network for the start of the second quarter. Starts with Landon Schmidt getting a steal here for Axel down the floor. Axel trying to finish on the basket. Missing the layup. Rebound by Aiden Talley. Here, down the floor. Aldifer, step on the near corner, nailing the three. His first three of the game for Centralia. Centralia, their second three cam. 18-13, Centralia 5-point lead over Axel. Landon Schmidt tries to shred it with a three. He misses, but it's bailed out by Logan Sandman on a putback. 18-15 now, Centralia up by three over Axel. We're in the start of the second quarter, 7:14 left to go. Down the floor, Reineke finding a small window in the Bronx Tally, who finishes for two in the paint. Centralia, two assists for Reineke. Axel down the floor. They turn it back over. Axel, six turnovers here in the first half. Five for Centralia. Centralia breaks the full court pressure. They get it down to Aldifer. Driving inside. And man, he's cold on a quick charge. First foul of the game coming against Quinton Aldifer. First team foul in the second quarter for either team. It's charged on Centralia. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. 20-15. Centralia leads by 5 over Axel. Axel, right side wing with it. Clayton Heinen. Averages 3.6 points a game this season. Now the Schmidt. Detweiler. Talbot. Left corner to Heinen. Heinen who came in for Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy is still on the bench right now for Axel. 3-point flyer by Heinen in the corner. Missed and rebounded by Tyler Jones. 3.5 for Jones. Down the floor, Reineke. Right wing. Drive inside. Kick out to the corner. Trunks. Quick zip on the left high shoulder of Aldifer. Drives in. Left hand looking for a finish. Foul called on Axel. And I'll put 2 here up to the line for Aldifer. Quinton Aldifer already here. 9 points in this contest. Just 2 points away from 900 career points scored. A timeout here is called up the first miss in the free throw line. I'll take 30 here aside. Here on the MSC Sports Free Network, 20-15, Centralia leads by 5 over Axel with 6 minutes left to go here in the second quarter.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 2.1 KMZA, 6:23 left to go here in the second quarter. All the free here at the free throw line. His first free throw weaved on him. Now he'll take his second, and that one splashes through as well. 6:20 to go here in the second. Centrell leads by 7, 22-15 over Axel. Left side wing, Leibarger goes inside, dish out to Talbot. Now Schmidt, Detweiler, back to Leibarger. Kicked out to the left corner. Now on the near wing. 18 seconds here on the shot clock. Outside the three-point line. And the ball is taken away by Centralia in the paint by Isaac Reineke. Second steal of this game. Seventh turnover for Axel. At the timeline. Talley out to his right to Bronx. Talley screen set near side. Passing off to Jones. Jones opposite side. Reineke is open for a three. It's off the heel of the basket, and rebounded by Shaughnessy. He's back in the game here for Axel. Down the Leibarger. Leibarger, right side elbow. Now to opposite. Detweiler, Schmidt, Talbot, Talbot, Detweiler, back to Talbot on his right. Now left skip on the near seam. Baseline look, and they're going to get the ball touched out of bounds. Passed by Axel. Centralia will take over. So 5:20 here to go in the second. Talbot will come off to the bench here on the floor for the ex-legals looking Sandman, Joel Leibarger, Detweiler, Landon Schmidt, and Colin Shaughnessy. Centralia trying to break this low court pressure. They fly it all the way down the floor. They find a wide open Bronx Talbot, but it's quickly swallowed up by Schmidt. Kicks it out. Now Reineke driving inside. Foul is called on Axel. Team's kind of jumbled right now, trying to figure out who's going to throw this ball in. Centralia will send Tyler Jones after coming in off the bench. Box set ran by Centralia. Quick throw into Becker. Turns around on the block. Falls but throws it out the top of the arc here to Reineke. Quick look inside to Jones. Looks backside. Kicked out. Three-pointer missed by Talley. Down the floor for the rebound by Leibarger. Here, setting up, Logan Sandman misses an easy bunny. He was no more than an inch away from the basket. Boarded up by Talley for Centralia. Hook pass down under the sophomore. Becker misses the easy bucket, but he comes back with the putback on his own missed shot. Centralia up by 9, 24-15 over Axel. 4:30 to go, but Landon Schmidt, a quick slicer underneath. And now Axel is picking up the tempo here on the way. They're moving down the floor. They know that they're a top team in this CBL, and they are not falling right here to Centralia. Team that they had a running clock against earlier on in the season. in the CBL tournament. They're going to foul on the near side of the baseline, called on Axel. Blocking foul. Second foul of the quarter on the third foul on the quarter here against the Eagles. Called on Landon Schmidt, his first of the game. Centralia throws it in. Reineke nearly gets the ball taken away from him, but a foul to follow. Logan Stamman rolling back, get credit to steal. But a foul called on Centralia. That's Colin Shaughnessy getting locked and loaded back here on the near sideline. Foul was on Isaac Reineke, second of the game. Second team foul for Centralia in the second quarter. 4 minutes to go before the first half ends. 24-17, Centralia up over Axel. Leibarger, Detweiler, left side look to Schmidt. Back to Detweiler, in the nail. Look out to the right elbow, now the far corner. Three-pointer, flyer, off the left iron, rebounded from Jones. This shot was by Joe Leibarger. Aldefer holding it at half court. A foul picked up on Joe Leibarger, being a little aggressive there at the timeline. Quinton Aldefer, a top player here in this Twin Valley League. He has now eclipsed 900 career points in this contest, 900 flat. He averages 20 points a game, an incredible milestone for him, 100 points away from the big 1,000 as a 6'1 junior. Pass the ball inside, gets it stolen by Schmidt. Down the floor with his second steal, and Schmidt steals. He's had two layups here in this second quarter. Down the floor, Quinton Aldefer on the far side perimeter. Now on the far timeline, near the sideline, is Tally. Dribbles out to his left, on the Beer, passes to Becker. Becker down on the baseline to Aldefer, skips to the near corner. Inside look, passing that way to Tally, who finishes for two, is sealing out with a little fadeaway action. That timeout called by Axel. 26-19, Centralia up by 7 over Axel with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaw Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaw Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hansaland Radio.
Three minutes to go here in quarter number two. 26-19, Centralia over Axel with 3 minutes to go here in this first half. Axel has it. Detweiler nearly the ball being turned over by Schmidt, almost throwing it out of bounds. Leibarger makes the recovery. Sandman back to Leibarger. Detweiler, Sandman at the block. Right hand finish in the basket. Back side of his hand, but Sandman gets his sixth point up of the half. Only down by 5 now to Centralia. Aldefer inside the paint. Assist by Tyler Jones. Aldefer, 902 points now in his career. In this contest with 13. Ball knocked out of bounds. Axel keeping it on the near sideline. By the Centralia bench, he'll throw it in with Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Schmidt outright to Leibarger. Down under look to Sandman. The ball is passed above his head. Kind of hard to throw above the head of a 6'1" junior Logan Sandman, but that was just accomplished. Axel turns it over. Eighth time near the half. And now Centralia trying not to turn it over as they break the full court pressure. 28-21. Centralia by 7. 2:14 to go in the second quarter. Centralia with it. They own it with Tally. Jumping on the block. Kicking out the Bronx Tally. He dribbles up, left side, in the nail, flips out, now to Tally. Kick out to the near, Becker, but stolen, down the floor. Leibarger, a little sporadic on the layup. This ball is bounced around and rebounded by Aldefer. So a steal with no deal at the end by Axel. Centralia takes back over. Ball swatted out. Centralia has it with Tyler Jones on the near sideline. Substitution for Axel. Bill Leibarger comes in for Logan Sandman, giving the 6'6" mountain the break. Jones, Toss game from near sideline. Got Becker out to his left. He'll throw it that way. Here at half court, Becker, the sophomore, rolling into senior Shaughnessy. Now to Aldifer. Aldifer nearly loses the ball, picks up in the right elbow. Back in the left seam to Becker. Becker inside look. Jones, kick out. Becker, three-pointer, missed and rebounded by Schmidt. Down the floor, Axel, Leiberger, Detweiler, to his right to Schmidt. Bounce pass, down under. Opposite side skip on the left seam. Up top of the arc. Now right to Detweiler. Axel averaging 70 points a game this season. And here, a big pointer as the line. Three-point can by Wyatt Detweiler. He is at 17 threes this season. He's 30% outside the arc. 58 seconds to go in this first half. 28-24. Centrelli over Axel. And a foul called on Axel on Brady Becker, who drove inside, throwing the body. And the foul going to be on Landon Schmidt, the second of the game. And that is the fifth foul on Axel. That should send Becker up to the free throw line. They're trying to get that situated. Far side official recognized. Now Becker will step to line here to shoot two free throws. Becker this season, 12 of 23 at the free throw line. His first free throw is in and out of the basket on a rumble. Freddie Becker, 52% at the foul line, averaging 2.6 points per game, 4.2 rebounds a game. His next free throw is flies to the basket. He's got 6 points this game, 57 points on the season. Axel taking over with 45 seconds to go to the half, down by five. That one on the right wing. Steps left. Passes that way. Left corner. Three-pointer. In and out of the basket. Falling off to the right side from Leibarger's shot. Missed. And rebounded by the sophomore Becker. Centrelli with Aldifer. Down the floor. Becker on the far wing. Still low side. Now pass to the right. Up to the timeline to Jones. Jones averaging 5 points per game. He'll look left to Aldifer. Keeping his head low, drives that way. 10 seconds to go to the half. Aldifer picks it up, looks at the basket, floats it. Off the left iron, rebounded by Shaughnessy. Down the floor, 1 second to go. He loses the ball underneath of his own legs. It's not a turnover, but it ends the half here with Centralia with the lead. 29-24. A 5-point lead over Axel, just the kind of place that head coach Nick Evans could be hopeful to be in. And I'll take a step aside for a halftime break. Centralia 29, Axel 24 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings, and like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. It's our post-game. It's our halftime show here brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Very far away from here from a post-game. They still got two quarters to go and 16 minutes altogether. We're 8 minutes away until we start the second half. But right now, Centralia just where they'd like to be. A five-point lead here over Axel, 29-24. I bet Nick Edmonds is real happy here. Heading into the locker room, going kind of band for band here with Axel. Both teams, same amount of rebounds, 12. Kind of roughly same amount of turnovers, 9-8. Both teams, about two threes there in that first half. Centralia, they hit two threes. Axel, they only made one through Joe Weibarger. Both teams kind of same amount of steals there. I mean, it's a lot of parity here between both these teams. You kind of feel it. Both teams have only taken two trips up to the free throw line. Axel is 2 of 4, with Centralia being 3 of 4. Both teams with two assists as well. So, again, a first half that found a lot of parity, but Centralia on top by 5. And a lot of that is just, honestly, shots falling in for Centralia. The shot selection, you know, you kind of hammer that home for Centralia every time we have them on the broadcast. Shot selection really matters for this team, because if they're taking quality shots and they are making those shots, they are going to compete with anyone here in the Twin Valley League any given night. But if they're not taking great shots and shots aren't falling in, then, you know, they're going to have games like they have had where they lost against Lynn last week, 64-54. Before that, Riverside, 58-56. But then you kind of look at those games in the in-between. Donovan Weston, 155-43. Frankfurt, they beat 67-54. So Centralia, a team that really can play up to high levels. Of course, they went 1 for 1 there against Axel the first time they played. At the half, they were only down by 1, 34-33, after leading for 90% of the first half. But this, kind of a similar story, but a little different, a little lower scoring. That Centralia has the lead going in the second half, and now you got to find a way to keep this lead, and more so to stay strong. What Centralia is doing well right now is they're not allowing Colin Strunzi and Sandman to really play at their full potential. And I said it, that was our coach's show last week with Dick Evans. I asked, well, how do you kind of remove Chauncey from Sandman from the picture? And he kept it straight with me. He said, there is no removing Sandman and Chauncey from the picture. They are going to stay a part of the photograph. It is about how much can you crop them out of the photograph? How much can you kind of get them out of the picture? How much can you keep them out of it? Well, Chauncey right now, he's, of course, doing some work. He's got 2 points, 3 rebounds. Logan Sandman, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. So, all things considered, right now, Centralia is doing that objective. They're going out there and they're limiting the two top players here for Axel. Of course, you get some other contributions for Axel with Landon Schmidt, who at the half right now has 8 points. Joe Leibarter with 3. He's got a 3-pointer. Wyatt Detweiler with 5. But Axel, they're going to have to find some step-ups here from some of those guys. But in the second half, I couldn't imagine that Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman are going this half saying, okay, our performances were really great. You know, it's just replicate them in the second half. You know both these guys. You know both these young athletes. They're going to go in the locker room, and they're going to have in the back of their head, we got to be more aggressive in the second half. Shaughnessy is going to try to take the ball probably a couple more times to the rim, finish himself, try to be a little more selfless. Also, sometimes get the ball inside, get up to a teammate, but also get a little selfish. Drive the ball inside, dish it in. We saw Landon Schmidt do that in that first half in that second quarter, where he had 2 nice drives on his own where he would go in and split inside and go in for a deuce. So Landon Schmidt, Colin Shaughnessy, just kind of get a little application from that, that just drive that ball into the interior and fight inside alongside Logan Sandman. If you can drive inside, then if you see Sandman open, you dish it out to him and let him do the rest of the work. But again, shot selection just hasn't sounded very well for Axel. For Centralia, they got to continue to be physical. They got to fight down low. Again, it's a mismatch on the height, so they have to continue to be strong through that contact on Logan Sandman and cannot let him get going and be dominant. in this matchup if they want to continue to stay ahead and potentially make some noise here in the CBL tournament, in the CBL league, as Axel is 8-0 this season in CBL play. They can outright win the title tonight with a win over Centralia, but Centralia could just put a stick into it potentially here. They can make this big-time upset, be their biggest win this season, if they can pull this one through. The number two team in 1A Division 2. Well, we'll take a 2-minute, 30-second break. We'll come back for the second half, 29-24. Centralia over Axel by 5. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here for second half action on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia is up by 5, 29-24 against Axel. Heading into the second half, Centralia outscored Axel 15-13 the first quarter, 14-11 in the second quarter. Centralia Panthers, both these teams had two lead changes in the first opening quarter. But again, Centralia shot selection has been their primary positive here in this game. Both teams are kind of matched stat line for stat line on everything else. Rebounds, turnovers, three-pointers, free throws, steals, assists, all kind of in that same margin for both teams. So it's going to be interesting how the second half handles for Sam and Shaughnessy, looking to probably have a better second half here for Axel. For Centralia, you have Ronk Talley, Hayden Sally, Quinton Aldifer, Isaac Runicky, and Tyler Jones coming on the floor to start the second half. Two quarters and 16 minutes altogether of basketball action to go. Axel coming out with Colin Shanti, Logan Sandman, Landon Schmidt, Joe Weibarger, and Wyatt Detweiler. Here, ball pass to Sandman and turned over immediately as Ronk Talley has the steal to come out of this quarter for Centralia. Left side, elbow shot, fade away, missed from Aldifer down the floor. Detweiler on the left side, he's fouled for the and one. Detweiler with the layup finish. Opportunity for the three-point play to make it a two-point game. Wyatt Detweiler now with 7 points here in the contest. His free throw is pierced up through the basket. He is 25 of 38 this season from the free throw line, and now it's a two-point game just like that. 29-27, Centralia up by two still. Over Axel with 7-3 to go in the third quarter. Trying to keep past the timeline, left dribble to the elbow. Jones, right side pass. To Aldifer, lean to his left, will dribble that way, up to the top of the arc, right side, now left to Reineke. Hesitate, drive inside, to the right, now out to Talley. Talley Jones, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Jones spins in the nail, flips out, Reineke, he'll throw up a three. Kind of an awkward positioning and rebounded by Colin Shaughnessy. Down the floor, Shaughnessy Sandman, Schmidt, back to Shaughnessy on the far wing. Now set up to Detweiler, right side, Liebarger underneath to Schmidt. Keeping the ball away from the defenders, now kicks out Liebarger, panning the three. Axel will take the lead. Joe Liebarger, the second time in a lead change on a three-pointer. And Centralia respond, now down by one. Reinicke driving to the basket and called on a travel. And now Centralia is starting to get a little rattled here. Out of the half, Axel outscoring Centralia 6-1, now up by one, 30-29 with 6:30 to go in the third. Shaughnessy and Sandman so quiet, but Joe Liebarger and Wyatt Detweiler Schmidt, man, they are doing some tough work here for this Axel Eagle team. Detweiler, Liebarger on the right side, he's 4 foot off the arc, but he'll temp a three. Missed, picked up by Sandman before it's knocked out of bounds out of his hands. I'd probably do the same thing if I was Centralia. As soon as Sandman picks that ball up, probably better punch that out of bounds. Box set for Axel. Shaughnessy throws it in. He'll go over the top to Sandman, and it's stolen by Alderfer. Down the floor, it's a track race. He's got the finish for two, and an opportunity for a three-point play. Our fourth lead change of the game. Centralia up by one now. Again, 31-30. Quentin Alderfer up at the foul line. Foul was on Wyatt Detweiler, his second of the game, first team foul of the quarter. Quentin Alderfer, his free throw is rattled in. Centralia up by two again, 32-30 over Axel with 6 minutes to go in the third. Liebarger on the far wing. Up top, Detweiler to the right. To Shaughnessy inside, Sandman. Block foul called on Centralia. It'll either come again Tyler Jones or Alderfer, and it'll be Tyler Jones who picks up the foul. His first of the game, second team foul, first Centralia of the quarter. Inbound play, left side is drained by Wyatt Detweiler. His second three of the game. Axel's 4-3, both him and Liebarger with two. Fifth lead change as well. Axel back up by one. Here's Roncalli from the far corner. Ball is swatted out of bounds after the three by Centralia, and Axel will take over up by 133-32 with 5:38 to go in the third quarter. No pressure as Detweiler takes his ball down the floor. In zone defense, Axel trying another three, missed and rebounded by Alderfer. Going to the top of Shaughnessy, he takes it down the timeline. Alderfer and Shaughnessy, a nice head-to-head matchup, and Shaughnessy steals this away from Alderfer. Down the floor, he loses the ball, but it's picked up by Schmidt. A spin on the block and a finish for Wyatt Detweiler. Now up by three. Axel, 35-32. 5 minutes now to go to the third. Centralia trying to handle the full court pressure by the Axel Eagles. They get it down to Jones on the left wing. He drives. Nose to the floor on the left baseline. Now pass back up to the top to Talley. 14 on the shot clock as Bronx settles in on the right wing. Passing now to Jones. Jones, Alderfer. Schmidt has a steal on Alderfer. He's at back-to-back turnovers. Schmidt couldn't finish the layup, but for the putback is Wyatt Detweiler as he went occasionally under the basket of Schmidt's third steal. 4:30 to go now in this third quarter. 37-32. Centralia has got to call a timeout, as they have allowed the Axel Eagles to go on a 7-point run. They're down 37-32. Axel up by 5. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hardwood vinyl tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for.
Kansaland Radio.
Got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore the flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Time TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with
4:30 left to go here in the third quarter. 92.1 KMZA, 37-32. Right now, Axel up by 5 over Centralia. Axel on a 7-point run. Aldefer taking it down the floor here, left side. Now to Tally on the corner. Back up Aldefer. Shoots it straight ahead for a 3. Missed and rebounded by Logan Sandman, using all of 6'6" to pick up the board. Axel with it. Weiberger at the top of the aisle. Now right side to Detweiler. He'll veer to the left. He'll stop hard on his left foot. Now right to Weiberger. Weiberger shakes the ball with his head. It's swatted out of his hands. He picks up a half court. Detweiler. Detweiler back to Weiberger. Now a 3-point flyer off the front iron. Rebounded by Detweiler. His second rebound here back to back. Trying to see Detweiler to Weiberger. Picks up left side. Now look to Detweiler as he's looking to swish a 3. Missed and rebounded by Aiden Talley. Centralia nearly loses the ball out of bounds, but they keep it in. Down by 5, Panthers. And they are going to get a... Didn't see the official call here by the near side. There was people standing up right as he made the call, but Nick Evans, he is not happy about it. I believe it was a half-court violation. He would like an explanation. His hands are open palm looking at the officials. 3:27 to go here in this third quarter, 37-32. Max will take over here from the near sideline. He'll throw it in. Weiberger, Detweiler. Detweiler back to Weiberger on the right wing. Bounce past the Sandman. Backside look to Detweiler. Trying to fight through two defenders, and they're going to call him a travel. So Centralia gets the ball back anyway here. As that Nick Evans, head coach, is talking to the official all the way down the floor. It's still about that half-court violation, I believe, that was called. Now Centralia breaks the press. Down to Aldefer, right side, high out. Now set up on the far arc and missed on the deep 3. Down the floor, Weiberger, after picking up the board. Shaughnessy, quick look to Sandman, misses it. Now kicked out to Shaughnessy for 3. He's fouled outside the 3-point line. He'll go up. He'll take all 3 shots at the foul line. Detweiler's a little confused. He's on the far side thinking he's going to inbound the ball. No, he was pointing for a slick spot. That's what he was doing. So he found a slick spot on the floor, and he pointed that out to make sure the officials could catch it and get it cleaned up. 2:49 to go in the third quarter, 37-32. Axel here over Centralia, calling Shaughnessy with 3 free throws at the free throw line coming up. He came into the night 58 of 71 at the free throw line, 81%. He's only got 2 points in this game, 4 rebounds and a steal. Shaughnessy trying to get on the board for the first time in the second half, first time in the first quarter, and he does so with his first free throw. Axel has outscored Centralia 14-3 here in this third quarter. Now make it 15-3 as Shaughnessy weaves in his second free throw as well. But again, he's got 3 attempts here at the line. He's already 2-for-2. Can he make it 3-for-3? His next one follows suit as well. Shaughnessy gets 3 for 2 at the free throw line. Axel now their largest lead of the game by 8, 40-32 here over Centralia. But 2:45 to go in the third. Aldefer down the floor, left wing. Tally, opposite side, skip to Bronx. Takes an angle inside the wing, nearly loses the ball. He finds it to Becker, works the baseline, kicks out top to Bronx, between his legs, right side to Tally. Now to Aldefer, Sutter stepping to his right, doing it a couple of times, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Becker, 3 seconds, Becker gets it to Bronx, Bronx. Sidestep left side and nearly cans what would have been an impressive 3. An offensive rebound resets the shot clock for Centralia. Tyler Jones, the 5th boy of the game. Aldefer squared right up on against Phil Weiberger. Now to Becker. Becker, left corner. Sidestep in. Fly on a pass inside. Finding the tally. Now to Jones. And a ball swatted out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. 1:54 now to go in the third quarter. Subs hitting the floor. Isaac Reinecke coming in for Axel. And Landon Schmitz coming back in here for Axel. Centralia, box set, passing in from Jones. He goes to the right corner, a sore pass to Becker. Becker Jones, kick out, three-pointer. On the way, Aiden Talley cashes the check, signs it. 9 points down the game for Aiden Talley, his first three. Sandman, he finds an easy response, in for two. He's got now 10 points for Axel. 90 seconds now to go in the third quarter. Centralia fighting this one down the floor. They finally get it. Reinecke, and he loses the ball. Bill Leibarger, his first steal of the game. Axel, 80 seconds now left to go in the third. Up by 7, 42-35. Schmidt to the timeline. Lunge, now to his right. Detweiler back to Schmidt's left. Far side. Detweiler step on a three, and it's a swish. Wyatt Detweiler, three threes in this game. One of his best games here this season, easily. Reinecke, Becker, at the top of the three-point line. Behind him, he'll transfer. Aldifer, fade away from the right elbow, and he's in for two. Quentin Aldifer, by 16 here on the game. Detweiler, in the aisle, bounce passing, finding his teammate for two. Bill Leibarger, his first points of the contest. Axel, their sixth scorer. Both teams here with six scorers. As Axel down the floor, Centralia down the floor here. Brady Becker had a finish for two. And now he'll have an opportunity for the three-point play to finish at the free throw line. Substitutes hit the floor for Axel. Joe Leibarger and Clayton Heinen coming in, getting a break for Wyatt Detweiler and Colin Shaughnessy. And Brady Becker completes the three-point play. Seven-point game. 18 seconds to go in the third. Axel leading over Centralia. And a foul called on Centralia. Out on the far side block, it was Sandman who drew the foul, but it's on Centralia. It'll come against Tyler Jones, his second foul of the game. Fourth team foul of the quarter. Lyman Schmidt inbounds, and they're going to get a offensive foul on Centralia. Or excuse me, on Axel. I'll call the illegal screen. It'll come against Logan Sandman, his second foul of the game. Centralia is trying to get themselves set up here to throw this ball down the floor. 12 seconds to go in the third. Down by 7, 47-40. Reinecke in the Bronx tally. Back to Reinecke. Veering out to the right. He will throw this at half court. He will hit the ceiling. He definitely had enough time to just get the ball down the floor, but he rushed himself and chucked it. It hit the ceiling, and that'll change the possession here to Axel. 4 seconds to go in the third. Heinen in the Leibarger. 3 seconds to go. Heinen turns, shoots. He is short of the basket. And that'll conclude our third quarter, 47-40. Axel retakes lead over Centralia after outscoring Centralia an impressive 23-11 here in this third quarter. We're back here in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kind TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
One more quarter of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZ. Here in our boys' contest, Centralia trails by 7, 40-47 to Axel. They were outscored 23-11 in the third quarter. I said you can't hold Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman for much longer. Well, I didn't account for everyone else here on Axel, as Wyatt Detweiler had in a phenomenal third quarter, as he put up 13 points alone in the third quarter. He's got 18 points here on the game for Axel Leap the team. One of his best games here this season. Of course, the quarterback for Axel this season, a big-time athlete. As this quarter begins, Axel starts off here with a rebound from Bill Liebarger. Axel handling it inside Sandman. He is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Now look, in Sandman, he's got 10 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. He's had a decent game. It's Shaughnessy hasn't been able to do a whole lot, but Shaughnessy, his presence on the floor has still meant a whole, has meant a lot here in tonight's game. His ability to drive the ball down the floor, but he's gotten a lot of breaks off the bench. He injured his ankle a little earlier in the season. I wonder if maybe he's just been a little hurt in this game. He's gotten a lot of time off here off the floor. Sandman here is, he goes one of two at the free throw line. Centralia has it on the right low wing. Dishing it inside to Sally. Back out to Alderfer. Screen is set. Drops back, but not able to look for any shot as he turns the ball out of over out of bounds. Alderfer throws it away. Substitutions. Hitting the floor for Axel. Colin Shaughnessy coming back in. A minute in here to this fourth quarter, 48-40. Axel still here over Centralia. First time these two teams met. Axel won 69-52. That was in the Twin Valley League tournament. First time in the regular season. Three-pointer nailed on the near side by Joel Liebarger. His third three of the game. Axel with six threes in this contest. 18 total points outside the arc. Centralia at the top of the three-point line. To the right elbow, spin by Reinicke. Some patience underneath by Aiden Talley as he finishes for two and draws the and one. This is the third time Centralia has drew an and one in this contest. Aiden Talley, the chance to complete a three-point play here at the free throw line. This could make it an eight-point game. Currently, it's a nine-point game. Free throw. He's on the way and off the back heel and rebounded by Liebarger. So the free throw missed by Sally. Ball knocked out of bounds on your side. Axel here to throw it in. Detweiler to Liebarger on the top of the arc. Right side back to Detweiler. Passes in your corner on Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy steps out of bounds as soon as he gets a hold of the ball. That'll be a turnover for Axel. 11 turnovers in the game for the Eagles. 13 here on the game for Centralia. Reinicke pushing this one down the floor. Left-hand dribble. Picks it up. Goes to Jones and turns it over. Sandman, his second steal. 14th turnover for Centralia. And Colin Shaughnessy draws a foul. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. That's at the half. Expect Colin Shaughnessy. Shots aren't falling in. The two things he'll do is he will drive inside and also try to look to dish it out to his teammate, Sandman. He's done both these things in the second half as his first free throw was rattled in like a bolt in a tin can. 6:22 to go in the game. 52-42, a 10-point lead for Axel over Centralia. His next free throw was Pierce Self to the basket. Shaughnessy now 5-5 to free throw line. Here in the second half and the game, he's got seven total points. Down the floor, Reinicke, Tyler Jones. He's got a straightaway angle through the basket. Left side, he'll finish. Yeah, it's now a nine-point game, but Liebarger will fly a three from the far corner. He'll miss. Clearing the board is Talley. Aiden Talley to Reinicke. Behind his back, he'll dribble. Veering into the elbow, spinning to the block. He'll go, and a foul called on Axel. Five minutes, 55 seconds to go in this game. 53-44, Centralia down to Axel by nine. Axel, here with the throw-in, box set being run, left side of the glass. Aldifer has the toss in. It's rotated around the three-point line. Now back to the left corner to Aldifer. Left wing, spin the legs. Aldifer appears to his right. Passes out behind him to Aiden Talley as he sets the screen off a pass off to Reineke. Driving right block, hook, throw in, off the window, inside. Isaac Reineke for two, his first points of the game. Six scorers now for Centralia in this contest. Both teams with six scorers. Now Leibarger hitting a three on a fadeaway. Leibarger, three threes in this game, 20. Eight threes on the season. Centralia trying to respond down the aisle. Tyler Jones snags a layup for two. Axel holding it, left wing. Leibarger, Sandman back out. Leibarger sets his feet, fives a three off the iron and out of bounds. Leibarger's getting four threes this game for 12 total points. He's at 197 points scored on this season. Wyatt Detweiler, he has eclipsed himself over 190 points as well. Centralia with the ball in the nail. Talley looking backside. It's taken away by Shaughnessy. Down the floor, Schmidt sets his feet back out to Shaughnessy. Three-pointer is nailed by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, 49 made threes on this season, one away from 50. 49 of 130. Centralia, they'll float a three themselves off the front iron.
Finishing
a foul called.
A busy schedule. Last class not
Colin Shaughnessy now 10 points on the game. Axel Eagles with five players in double-digit scoring. Axel will throw it in from the sideline. Excuse me, Centralia will throw it in here from the sideline. Substitution on the near sideline, though, from Axel. Putting Clayton Heinem back in the game for Wyatt Detweiler. Bronx Talley throws it in left side to Isaac Reineke, but he loses the ball out of bounds. But it was last touched again by Axel in a knockaway. So Centralia will throw it right back in. 4:15 to go in the fourth. 59-48. Centralia here, down by 11. And this ball is swatted out of bounds once again. Axel defending very well here. The inbound is only scooted closer to the corner. There's no more space, more you can scoot that way. Bronx Stanley throws it in to Reineke, and he turns the ball over as he pinballs it on accident out of bounds. 15 turnovers on this game for Centralia. Leibarger at the top of the three-point line. Left side, Schmidt. Down under look. Two Shaughnessy. He finishes in for two. Excuse me, Logan Sandman. Who boxes out and goes in for two. 13-point lead now for Axel with 3:56 to go in the fourth. Over Centralia, but the Panthers have it. Becker on the right wing. Spiraling it out on a pass to Bronx Talley, who fades away, shot from the short corner, missed. Shaughnessy on the rebound. It's fifth board of the game. Shaughnessy attacking the basket, looking to float it in from the block, and he's got it from the near side. Shaughnessy, 2 points in the first half, but 10 points here in the second. 12 in the game. Ball is loose on the ground, but a timeout is called by Nick Evans to maintain the possession. 3:27 to go in the fourth. 63-48, Axel over Centralia. They came in the half down by 5, but now here they lead dominantly by 15. We're back after 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
You're locked in to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Axel was down at the half, 29-24. Now they are ahead, 63-48, a 15-point lead over Centralia with 3:27 to go in this fourth quarter. Centralia with the ball under the glass right side. Tyler Jones throws it into Reineke, sets himself on the left wing, now out to Aldefer, and he misses the three-pointer, and it's rebounded under the glass by Clayton Heinen, his first rebound of the game. Schmitz kicks out to Leibarger, who nearly cans the three, but it's cleared off the glass by Aiden Talley, his sixth rebound of the game. Down the floor, Aldefer trying to drive down the nail. The ball is lost behind him. Aldefer slow to get up, but Centralia with the possession here inside the paint. Reineke, and Aldefer falls down again. This time maybe it looks like he was either pushed, but he's on a slow hobble. Now he's hands down to his knees. I think he may have slipped on the same spot he fell. But Aldefer right now looks like he's staying in the game. He's just probably a little winded after falling twice. But he's good. He's back up and rolling. 2:52 to go in the fourth. 63-48. Axel over Centralia. Centralia inbound play. Inside to Talley. Spinning around. Firing out the left wing. Goes to the floor. Drive in from Jones. Out to Becker. He'll drive in short corner on the close. Kick back out. 20 seconds of the shot clock. Ball is bounced around. Out of bounds. If Axel wins this game, they will improve the 9-0 in the TVL play. They will outright win the Twin Valley League for another consecutive season. Last year, they won their first league title since 1996 for Axel basketball. An incredible accomplishment for this program, and they have the opportunity to do it again. A foul called here on Axel. It's on Joel Leibarger, his fourth of the game, and it's also team foul number 5. On Axel. So up to the free throw line on the double bonus is Quinton Aldefer. This is where Centralia can maybe split some difference here. Can make a comeback in this game if they can utilize this free throw line as Aldefer, he goes 2-for-2 at the charity stripe. In the game so far, Aldefer 5-for-5. He is 51-of-78 this season from the foul line. Axel with the ball. Schmidt on the right seam to the opposite. To Bill. Leibarger. Shaughnessy. Far side. Heinen. Back up to the sideline. Leibarger to the near. Just working around the three-point line now. Bounce inside to Shaughnessy at the elbow. And a foul called on Centralia. That foul will come against Brady Becker for the Centralia Panthers. The third foul of the quarter. For Centralia, only one more foul to give, but 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the fourth, down by 13, 63-50 to Axel. Axel throwing it on the inbound after the foul. Over the top to Leibarger, left side to Schmidt. Takes a side step inside, now dishes it out for a 2-point finish for Logan Sandman. Centralia handles the pressure. Down the floor, one-on-one. Leibarger on the defensive side. Aldefer driving. Now he'll pass it right side of the Bronx. Up to the wing. Now left to Jones. Jones, Talley. 19 on the shot clock. Right wing to Jones. Left Bronx, Talley. Three-pointer on the way. Rattles in the right of the basket. Out it goes into the hands of Sandman. Detweiler with the ball with 90 seconds to go in this game with a 15-point lead. And a foul called on Centralia. Mirror the paint on Tyler Jones. His fourth foul picked up at the game. He's got 4 points and 5 points in this contest. 4 points, 5 rebounds in this contest. Becker comes out. He'll be substituted out here for Centralia. Coming in for him will be Isaac Reineke. Axel on the right wing. Up top. Detweiler, far side corner, Schmidt. Schmidt, now to the near, Leibarger, back to Schmidt on the far side, 60 seconds to go, Centralia, one foul to give. They have not fouled. And the ball is knocked away out of bounds with 63 seconds to go. A game that Centralia led at 5-5 going into the half, 29-24. They're outscored 23-11 in the third quarter. A 12-point difference says the inbound near side is in and cash from Wyatt Detweiler. 21 points on the game for Wyatt Detweiler. Definitely one of his best games here this season. The field general from football here performing on the court side. And a foul coming against Joe Weibarger. That'll foul him out of this game. Our first foul out here for either team. It's going to be against Axel and sending Quinton Aldefer up to the free throw line. But it's an 18-point game. 68-50. Axel ahead with 52 seconds to go here in this contest. Aldefer, his first free throw is up and through the basket. After this, we'll have our post-game show and player of the game. After this contest concludes, Aldefer, his next free throw is right to the basket as well. He is a perfect 7-for-7 at the charity stripe in this game. And now that I recall it, every game I've called, I'm pretty sure Aldefer is only at most missed one free throw. He has been incredible at the line. Kostel taking a three-point from the near side. Missed. Kostel started this game for Axel for senior night. He gets his first time back in this contest since that point. Aldefer finds a three, misses. Despite the loss, Aldefer will still exceed over 900 points scored this season. And here on the near, Colin Shaughnessy hits a three. Axel has hit an incredible amount of threes in this game with eight totaled. 15 seconds to go. Axel will win this game. They're up 70-52. And Axel will win for the second straight consecutive season. The Twin Valley League title. Last year was their first league win, first league title since 1996 for the program. And any league. And here now they've done it back-to-back years in one of the toughest leagues in Northeast Kansas. It's the TVL. Last year a perfect 10-0. Here they're 9-0 and they can finish 10-0 with Clifton Clyde here on Thursday. But, again, they already got the tiebreaker over Hanover, 165-62 earlier in the season. Well, this contest concludes 71-52. Axel over Centralia. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll be here for our post-game and our Player of the Game segments here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're on 92.1 KMZA for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's our player of the game. It's been also brought to you by the Farmers Standard Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Axel Eagles come out victorious over Centralia 71-52 here in our boys' contest. Centralia led the way after quarter 1, 15-13, led the way after quarter 2, 29-24, going into the halftime, but Axel came out with a different kind of tempo in the second half, outscoring Centralia in the second half alone, 47-23, 23-11 in the third quarter, and 24-12 in the fourth, as Axel had the lead going into the fourth, 47-40. Axel hit 8 total threes on the game, 4 coming from Joel Weibarger, 4 coming from Wyatt Detweiler, and 2 on the way from Colin Shaughnessy, including being fouled outside the arc and going 3-for-3 up at the free throw line. So kind of in a way, 9 threes on the game for Axel. But overall, man, what a game for Axel. Made a good comeback there early on that third quarter. You know this team, they play aggressive. They play hot and heavy with a quick tempo. And anytime they get down a contest, they know exactly how to rally themselves back in and get competitive. Axel now 21-1 on the season, 9-0 in the TBL. Centralia 10-11 on the season. They'll drop 2-6-3 in the Twin Valley League. Centralia Panthers looking to finish out their season here with Wabunsee on Thursday in their final home contest of the year with Blue Valley Randolph at home on Friday. Axel, their final game of the year will come in the Twin Valley League on Thursday against Clifton Clyde. That'll be a home or an away contest. There to finish for Axel. So Axel's won tonight. So this is the final game that counts to the sub-state seeding. So as long as Hanover's won tonight, basically the outcome is that both teams are going to be 21-1 going into the sub-state seedings. So it's going to come down to a coin flip is what I was explained by some of the coaches here, is that it's going to come down to a coin flip on who gets the number one seed of the sub-state and who comes and who takes away the number two seed. That's bearing that Hanover wins tonight, their game in tonight's action. But assuming that being so, the number one ranked team in Class 1 Division 2, both these teams will go into the CBL tournament, or FCC tournament, the sub-state tournament, 21-1. Of course, both these teams still one more game left in the season to play, but both those games won't count towards the sub-state seeding. But of course, to Twin Valley League play as Axel finishes out their league play on Thursday with Clifton Clyde. But as I said earlier, they have outright won the TBL title. They are 9-0 in this season. Even if they lost to Clifton Clyde, they would still have the tiebreaker over the Hanover Wildcats for the Twin Valley League title. So they will secure it for back-to-back seasons here. Axel, again, last year they won their first league title since 1996. They went 10-0 in the league, and they have a chance to finish out another 10-0 season in the league here this Thursday. So again, final time here for tonight's action. Our girls match up. It concluded with Axel winning 63-43 over Axel. And for the Axel boys, they won over Centralia 71-52. And right before I forget, a player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Our player of the bank goes to Wyatt Detweiler, the field general for football, the captain today here on this basketball floor. 3 steals, 21 points, 4 threes, 1-on-1 at the free throw line, and 2 rebounds. Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'10 junior here on senior night, comes out in a big way for the big win for the Axel Eagles, as he also posted up in the third quarter alone 13 points that really helped Axel separate the scoring as he outscored Centralia alone in the third quarter, 13-11. All right, from Crin and Profit, Bobby back in studio. This is 92.1 KMZ.